And we're back. Finally. This is Dump on the Ump, ostensibly a baseball podcast. Tonight is Wednesday, March 27th, 2024. Coming at you from Champaign, Illinois. My name is Joel. With me tonight, as per usual, is Sam. Sam, how's it going?
Hey, Joel, I'm doing well. I'm coming at you as usual from Brooklyn, New York. My hot take today has to do with the NCAA tournament. I tried to get a little bit more into the NCAA tournament this year. This is my hot take because I don't like college basketball, but I tried. I joined a bracket this year. My hot take is, try as I might, I failed to get into the March Madness this year.
Cool.
Fine. I tried watching some games.
Hold on. I apologize. Listeners of the podcast, Sam is holding a puppy, and the puppy is listening to the podcast.
Yeah, he's staring right into the camera.
Go on. March Madness.
March Madness. I guess I don't know what my hot take is. My hot take is not really a hot take. My hot take is that my stance on March Madness is unchanged.
You've never liked it. As long as I've known you, you've never liked it. Except for 2 years, Sam, I went to your house in Vermont when we were in college for spring break. I was forced to participate in your family March Madness bracket.
Really? Because I never did.
What? Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. Twice. Like 04 and 05, probably. Your family was really into March Madness.
Yeah, they still are.
Yeah. Now,
I only joined the bracket because my nephew was the one organizing it. So.
Yeah. Wait, why was your family really into college basketball? Is there a reason? Like, Vermont. Like, they win the Patriot League from time to time, but, like, why was your family so into March Madness?
It's a sporting competition, you know?
Oh, okay. It's exciting. So there's just into any sporting competition.
Well, you know, it's kind of, nothing else is going on.
Right. It's the dark age of the sports calendar.
Yeah. It's like now, so dreary that people have to get excited about college basketball.
The University
put March Madness in the middle of June, no one's going to pay attention.
Why? Well, no, they would because June is actually kind of empty. Well,
mark my words.
Yeah, I hear you. August is the other dead period in the
baseball's going on.
Yeah, but it's not it. Not everybody loves baseball the way we love baseball.
Yeah, but you can go outside in the summertime.
True.
It's like it's March, it's dark and dreary. Everyone is like, has to be inside, and then they just watch basketball because that's the only option.
Basketball ends at the end of June. The NBA ends like the last week of June. And then July is baseball only, which is why July is the best. And then there's August, and then NFL.
August is the best.
No,
where my birthday is.
Because your birthday is there. Sure. But NFL preseason starts in August. And assholes start turning their attention to the NFL at that point.
Not me.
No, I know. I know not you, but football is king in America. We need to.
I'm just saying not all assholes to turn their attention to the NFL. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, you're saying that a lot of assholes love baseball.
Right.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. The University of Illinois is in the Sweet 16. People in my town are super fucking excited. I'm not. I don't.
University of Illinois is one of the top-ranked schools.
They're a three seed. They won the Big Ten tournament. I don't care. I do not care. Does that make me a bad person? I have a
No.
graduate degree. I live in Champaign, Illinois. I have one of my two graduate degrees is from the University of Illinois. Am I a bad person that I don't give a flying fuck about the University of Illinois basketball team?
Were you rooting for Oregon in this?
All the time. They got to the round of 32 and then they lost in double overtime. I have not spent one day in a University of Oregon classroom ever in my life.
Yeah, but college sports isn't about education, Joel. Give me a break.
What do you mean? I agree with you. What do you mean?
Well, like none of these kids take classes and, what was that report that came out a couple of years ago that was like the UNC basketball team had an average reading level of fifth grade or something like that? These
Yes,
are college students. They're
that's
doing.
my question. How come I am more loyal to the University of Oregon basketball team than the University of Illinois basketball team, which is a st like not ostensibly, which is factually a better basketball team, and I live there, and I have a degree from that university.
Well, why am I a Red Sox fan and not a Mets fan?
Well, but you grew up in New
I've
England.
never lived in Massachusetts.
True.
I've lived in New York for like
You're
23 years.
Mets are your number two team, aren't they?
Right, but it's a far number two. Like, I don't care about the Mets. Like, I kind of wish the Mets are bad all the time because then tickets are really cheap to go to Mets games.
Well, that's because like you went to Red Sox games as a kid.
Right. And you
Your
probably went to
family.
Oregon games as a kid.
No, I have been to one Oregon game in my entire life. As an
I'm
adult.
just saying it's the same thing. Like, it makes no difference. Like,
Interestingly different, though.
no, because college sports has nothing to do with college academics, is what I'm saying.
Oh yeah.
Division one college sports have nothing to do with academics,
I'm
and
not.
therefore, any affiliation with the academic part of a college is not has nothing to do with affiliation to the sporting team.
What I'm saying is that my attachment to Champaign, Illinois is way larger than my attachment to Eugene, Oregon.
Right.
However, I
But
have
my attachment to New York City is much more than my attachment to Boston, Massachusetts.
Right, that's yes, exactly. That's the point I'm getting at. You've lived most of your life in New York City. Well, not most of your life, right? But 15 years.
Yeah.
And you hate the Yankees, and there's no
Sure.
new, other than the Mets, kind of, there's no New York-based team that you support.
Well, I like the Liberty.
Liberty are good. They got Ionescu on that team.
I like the Liberty. I like the Mets, I guess. I try.
Exactly. That's what
I
I'm saying.
try. I do
Exactly.
my best.
Right. So, like, I have no attachment to the Illini. Like, everybody in this town is psyched about the Illini right now because they made it to the Sweet 16 for the first time since 05, I believe. Right? This town is going nuts, and I don't care. I don't give a damn.
You don't go to the bar when they're playing?
No. No, I don't. No. I stay at home. I play video games. Why would I go to the bar when the bar is crowded?
It might be kind of fun.
No. No.
See your friends, paint your face, you know? People buy you shots of Malort.
Exactly. I do like Malort.
Yeah.
Good shout out to Malort. The one thing that I introduced Sam to was Malort when he came to champion. He was like, what the
fuck? No, when I went to Chicago, I went to Chicago first, and that's where you introduced me to Malort.
I thought we took that in the Blind Pig.
Huh?
I thought we took that shot in the Blind Pig in champion.
We did. But we were in Chicago first for Jesse's bachelor party.
Oh.
Chronologically, that's when I first had Malort.
Yeah.
And
you disliked it.
No, I like it.
No, you didn't. You were like...
Yeah. I went to this place, this like weird Midwestern restaurant in Brooklyn, which was not great, but I was sitting, we were eating at the bar, and I was like, is that Malort? And they had Malort behind the bar. And I ordered a shot, and the bartender had no idea what I was talking about. I had to point out the bottle to him.
And you do. It's like, it's an anise. It's licorice anise.
Kind of, but it's really bitter.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been watching the show The Bear.
You were telling me you didn't like The Bear.
Right, here's a hot take. I didn't care for it.
This is a hot take.
But,
come on, Chef Sam, what's your hot take? Yeah.
I didn't care for it. But the best part of that show is that on top of the restaurant in the show, there's a huge Malort billboard. And they sometimes in wide shots they pan to it. And that's the best part of the show.
And you're like, I know that. I know Malort.
I'm like, yeah, Malort. Give me.
It's a Chicago thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's disgusting.
I like it.
Yeah. Good. Hey, everybody. My name's Joel. I'm coming at you from Champaign, Illinois. Here's my hot take, Sam, because I was on TikTok all day today.
Oh, geez. Didn't you go to work?
I mean, yeah, I went to work.
The two are not mutually exclusive.
Correct. Okay, so there's this TikTok video. This isn't even a hot take. This is just me being angry. Okay. So this person was posting a video about drinking a non-alcoholic margarita. Okay?
Okay. Just like lemonade, but whatever.
Right, fine. No, it worked good. It was like ice and fresh squeezed lime juice and fresh squeezed orange juice. They didn't put 7 and 7 in it. I don't know. Lemonade, maybe. You know, like...
No, that's what you're describing is limeade. That's what you're describing.
Sure, fine, okay. And then they were like, and then put some psilocybin in it.
Oh.
What? Right. Which I'm like, I got unreasonably angry about this. Like, the entire purpose of this video is like a non-alcoholic margarita, which looked good. Like, I would love fresh squeezed orange juice. Fresh squeezed lime juice, roughly. And then, soda water. Right? That sounds delicious. Right. And then, take a bunch of mushrooms. What the fuck? What the fuck are we doing here?
I don't understand what the problem is here. That sounds good to me.
The problem is that they're like, drink non-alcoholic beverages and put mushrooms in it.
Right. So you think they should just be drinking alcoholic beverages and putting mushrooms in them?
Oh, that's what we did.
Right.
Like, it's like taking mushrooms is somehow a better option than drinking.
Well, I think it can be if you're not doing it very much and you don't do, you know, if you're not pounding like a quarter ounce of mushrooms.
But then, yeah, that's a good point.
I think there's a lot of, you know, a lot of people pushing microdosing right now, which is probably what that was.
Thank you. That's what I wanted to get to, because I'm really skeptical of this microdosing.
Right.
Fad? Is fad the right word?
Yeah, sure.
Like, they don't know what they're doing. And I do agree that there are some, like, mental health benefits. But, like, don't fucking microdose. And then don't advertise on TikTok the benefits of, like, here's a great alternative to alcohol, microdosing. What are you even doing? Maybe that's just a me thing. I don't know.
Yeah, they should be macro dosing. I guess I don't know what you're talking about. I don't see what the problem is.
The problem is that, like, why is micro, like, why are you selling your product as a non-alcoholic beverage and then put psilocybin in it?
Because it's non-alcoholic. Because it doesn't have alcohol in it. That's
it doesn't. That's a good, all right. Never mind. I'll be quiet. Right. It does not have alcohol in it. Cocaine does not have alcohol. Like, let's go NA. I'm going to drink this NA IPA and then do like 6 lines of cocaine. Good for me.
Well, I don't think that, you know, cocaine is great.
No, but it's non-alcoholic.
Right, but I think that, like, mushrooms in small doses, in theory, are not bad for you. Unlike, I don't think cocaine in any amount is okay.
I understand what you're saying. My problem is that they're advertising this as this positive NA
option.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it is.
Is it though?
I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
Right. Neither are they. They were just trying to sell those stupid
sell mushrooms. They're just trying to sell mushrooms.
Right. Yeah. Right. Correct. I just. It shouldn't make me so angry, but like I fully support taking LSD and mushrooms, but like it's not healthier than drinking.
It might be.
I disagree. I don't think it is. You think it?
I think if you do small amounts, then yeah, probably it is.
I don't think it is. Huh.
I mean, alcohol is bad for you, you know?
Right. So are mushrooms, liver-wise. Like, can you microdose on alcohol? I suppose you can.
Yeah, if you have, like, one beer.
Yeah. But that's not trying to open your mind's eye to... I mean, the problem with psychedelics, not the problem, it's not the problem, it's the thing, is that do they actually give you access to a higher state of consciousness?
Wow. Probably.
Yeah, of course they do. But you can still abuse those drugs as easily as you can abuse any kind of drug.
Right.
Yeah. Should I let my cat in? Can you hear my cat?
No.
No, okay. No, keep my cat outside.
Can't hear the cat.
Cool.
But I am interested in hearing about your spring break.
Right, we should talk about baseball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm interested in hearing
Oh
about.
man. So we went to Arizona, Phoenix,
Okay.
Arizona
Yeah.
for spring break, spring training this year. It was amazing. Thomas went, and then Thomas's family was there, Thomas's parents were there, I was there, my parents were there. We had a lot of people there. We had a Airbnb that was meh, not the best.
Medium.
Medium. Well, but like weirdly situated and in a kind of weird part of town.
Okay.
But we went.
Weird part of town, how? Like sketchy?
No, opposite of sketchy, like suburbs.
I think that's a lot of Phoenix in
Yeah,
my
correct. Exactly.
understanding.
Yes. Like suburb after suburb after suburb after suburb. We went to four games in total.
Cool.
We went to Mariners versus Padres. Mariners versus Dodgers, White Sox versus Cubs, and Mariners versus White Sox.
Nice. And how
Yes.
many of those games did the White Sox win?
One.
Oh, okay.
They beat the Cubs.
Yeah, that's the only one that matters.
That's the only fucking one that matters. Yeah, Mariners beat the Cubs by a lot. It was like 8-2.
Nice.
8-2, 8-1. Like Mariners kicked the shit out of the White Sox. The White Sox Cubs game was actually very interesting because it was at Glendale where the White Sox play. And it was at Camelback Ranch. And it was cold and rainy that day.
Cool. And how cold is cold in Phoenix,
It
Arizona?
was like 45. It was actually
All
cold.
right.
Yeah.
It's a little chilly.
Yeah. So they delayed the game
For coldness?
and rain. And I went with Thomas. Thomas, who is my cousin.
Right.
Thomas's dad, who is my uncle. And my dad, who is
Your dad, who's
my uncle,
Thomas's uncle.
who is Thomas's uncle,
Yeah.
right? So it was brother, brother, cousin, cousin, right? Which was great. We had a
Yeah.
great time. But it was cold and rainy, and we had to sit there for a very long time. So they delayed the game 30 minutes, and then they played the game, and then they canceled the game after 7 innings, and the White Sox won. 3-2.
Oh, heck yeah.
And my whole thing was they only did that because it was Cubs versus White Sox. Because everybody here is from Illinois.
Everyone where?
At the game was from Illinois. Like everybody bought to like how do you refund a spring training game.
Right.
Right? You can't. You can't refund
Can't
that.
be done.
Can't be done. Anyway, it was a great time. I didn't. I like. Oh, I watched. We'll talk about Shohei Ohtani. I watched him go 0 for 3 in the Dodgers Mariners game. The Mariners kicked the shit out of the White Sox in the game we went to. I mean, I had a great time. I had a great time. But no, like, I didn't watch Shohei Ohtani hit a home run or anything like that.
Right.
Or Mookie Betts, I didn't watch. I watched a Mookie Betts at bat. I watched a Fernando Tatis at bat.
There's a lot of good guys.
We saw all the stars. Tatis, Machado, Betts, Ohtani.
You see Clayton Kershaw pitch? Now he's hurt.
No, we saw Yamamoto.
Oh,
Yamamoto
he did?
just he
That
got
guy
lit.
got
It was funny.
spanked.
He got lit up. He's
He did in
yeah,
that game,
he
too.
gave up 4 runs in 2 innings, I believe.
That's what happened in Korea, too.
Yamamoto might have a very steep learning curve, if you know what I mean. Yeah, no. I mean, the Dodgers are World Series or bust right now, right?
Right, for years.
Especially this year with Yamamoto and Ohtani on that team.
Yeah.
But
I would say especially next year when Ohtani is pitching again.
what happened when they don't win the World Series this year?
Well, I would say next year's World Series or bust. That's what I'm saying.
Will they have Freddie Freeman and Mookie Betts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got everybody. Everybody is locked up long term on that team.
The only good player is Mookie Betts, man.
On the whole team.
Yeah. I know you know this, but Mookie Betts,
Is
I
good at
mean, what
baseball.
is good, so good. He shows up every day. Mookie Betts is reliable. Like, maybe he's not a home run hitter. What does Mookie Betts do? He gets on base.
He
Like,
hits home runs too.
yeah, he'll get you, what, 35, maybe 35.
Yeah, 25-30.
Yeah. Like,
It's a lot.
that guy is still the best player in baseball. Yeah, I mean,
Right. Who doesn't pitch and hit?
well, and is not Mike Trout.
You don't know that Mike Trout's the best player in baseball anymore.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, he's been injured a lot lately, the
Yeah.
past few years. So it's kind of a like, show me what you got
I
sort of
mean, I would
situation.
definitely take Mookie Betts ahead of Mike Trout. Every, like, it would fantasy drafting, or not even fantasy, it would reality. I take Mookie Betts,
Yeah,
definitely.
me too.
Yeah. Like, that guy just shows up. He shows up to work every day. That's what I like about him. And he's amazing. But, yeah. Anyway, baseball starts tomorrow.
I know, I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Red Sox are going to be entertaining, maybe.
Yeah, they'll be fine. Who's gonna win your division? I'm going with Tampa Bay, but do you disagree?
I think it'd be hard for the Orioles to repeat just because they're such a young team and they don't have that kind of history, but I think that they're the team to beat right now. I could see that all falling apart, but they added arguably the best pitcher of the offseason in their trade for Burns, right?
Right.
And they made a couple other small moves and they won 100, and they have all the same guys as last year, and they won 100 games. So They're arguably better than last year, and they were the best team in the American League. So,
okay. All right. I hear that. I don't think the Yankees are going to be particularly good. I don't think the Red Sox are going to be particularly good. Toronto. What's your take on Toronto?
Toronto might finish last in the division.
Why?
I don't know. They didn't really add anything this offseason. One of their best players left in free agency. And they were worse last year than they were the year before. So I think they're worse on paper this year than they were last year.
Okay. They've still got Vladimir Guerrero Jr.
Right, who took a step backwards last year.
Do you think he's going to take another step backwards?
No, not necessarily. But I'm just saying it's not like he's not Mookie Betts. It's not like, oh, they got Mookie Betts still. You know what I mean?
Like, how old is Mookie Betts? 32 or something like that?
30, maybe.
Oh, okay. Like, that guy, I'm sorry, I should get off his dick right now, but, like, he's so good. Like, people need to understand. Like, he's not going to go down. He's not Hank Aaron great, right? But the things that Mookie Betts does, I don't know off the top of my head who else can do that. Right, they're playing at shortstop.
Joey Votto plays for the Blue Jays now.
Yep, yeah, yep. Blue Jays signed Joey Votto. I'm really excited about that. He's Canadian. Did you know that?
Is he?
Yeah, Joey Votto is Canadian.
Huh.
Yeah. Somebody should have signed him.
Justin Turner. Yeah, they didn't really add anyone.
The Justin same
Turner, they added. Joey Votto, they added.
Yeah.
They signed this guy, Yariel Rodriguez, but I don't even know who that is.
Yeah, same. Your haircut's not great.
You don't like it? I feel like I look like the bad guy from The Fifth Element.
Oh, I see it. Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. They should have gotten shorter on top. You got a good line. I see the line. They got the line correct. Yeah. All right, we gotta wrap this up, but okay, so is Ohtani betting on games?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I agree.
Here's the thing about that.
Yeah.
So for just to catch everyone up, Shohei Ohtani's interpreter was released from his duties and is under investigation for major theft. To the tune of $4.5 million transferred.
Exactly. Yes. Sorry.
Transferred from Shohei Ohtani's bank account, wire transfer from the bank account to a Southern California bookmaker to cover gambling debts supposedly racked up by Shohei Ohtani's interpreter. Now, initially, he said he was gambling and Ohtani agreed to cover his losses and he had a big gambling problem. Then Ohtani's camp said, no,
is
that's
that
a lie.
He
stole this money. What?
Is that what the interpreter said?
That was the initial statement, which was like backed up by Ohtani's camp. But they changed course immediately and said he stole this money. Here's why this is bullshit. Right?
Yeah, I'm listening.
I don't care how close these guys are. I don't care if they're best friends from childhood, which they're not. I don't care if they're like I don't care what, I don't care if they're married. Like, you don't have, if you're some guy's interpreter, even if you're also his best friend, you don't have access to his bank account. You can't just go into somebody else's bank account and transfer $4.5 million to a
Right.
bookmaker, and then
Yes.
it's like, oh, whoops, this guy, like that doesn't,
Yes.
that's not the
You
way that
don't
this
do
works.
that. Sam, what you, my best friend, what's my bank account number?
Yeah, exactly. What's
Sam,
your
what's
routing
my
number?
social? No,
Exactly.
I'm not giving you my social security number.
Right. And even if I stole your social security number and your bank routing number, and I wired $4.5 million to some sketchy account, before that went through, your bank would call you and be
Yes.
like, hey,
Hey.
it looks like you're trying to transfer $4.5 million to a Southern California illegal gambling bookmaker. Are you sure you want to do that? And then you would say, no, thank
No.
you.
No. And then I call Sam and I'm like, hey, how's your gambling addiction go?
Right, exactly. So,
It looks like you're trying to steal $4.5 million.
right, exactly. That's just, it just is, it's a ludicrous and very flimsy
Okay,
excuse.
let me play a little bit of a devil's advocate because
Yeah.
I actually 100% agree with you right there. However, so Ohtani came out with a statement this week. Like, I know nothing. He was stealing from me, blah, blah, blah. Which, according to what you just said, which I agree with, like, is bullshit.
Yeah.
However, Pitching Ninja, who is a lawyer, was like, you
Sounds
don't.
like he's a ninja.
Yeah, he's a ninja and a warrior. He tweeted, asked, whatever, tweeted about this and said, you don't say something like this without your lawyer's consent. So, like, Ohtani, unless Ohtani is epically stupid, or unless Ohtani's lawyers are epically stupid, which is a possibility, Ohtani publicly saying, I have nothing to do with this, is probably legally defensible. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but right, the way that the court system in this country is set up is that whoever has the money to pay their lawyers the most, it can do whatever the fuck they want to.
Disagree
Because
in the I hear what you're saying, but no, if you got a good lawyer, the one thing your lawyer says is don't fucking say anything. Like, if you are at all responsible, the lawyer's like, don't fucking say anything. Like, Ohtani's lawyers allowed him, or probably didn't allow him. Ohtani's lawyers probably wrote this statement for him, right? And if they believe that he is liable, they wouldn't have done that. Like, you tell your client to shut the fuck up. That's the one thing that lawyers tell their client.
Right.
Shut the fuck up. You don't say anything. Which makes me think at least Ohtani, I mean, maybe Ohtani's wrong. I don't think so. But what happens if Ohtani, the great savior of Major League Baseball, has a gambling addiction? No, Sam just
I
left.
think that it's pretty clear that he does.
Yeah.
Like, I think that, you know, I think that they're going to brush this under the rug. Yeah.
Do you think they can? I'm not convinced that they can.
Yeah, absolutely they can. What? Whoever has the most money, Joel.
Well, that's a good point.
Whoever has the most money can do whatever they want.
Why you gotta make me so sad, Sam? Why?
It's just the way it works.
Why you gotta make me
so sad? I don't make the rules.
Okay, so we've been doing a really bad job of podcasting because, like, this is the era. Tomorrow's opening day, Sam.
I know.
Day is tomorrow. We're not gonna publish this episode until opening day. But we gotta get on this. What is gonna be the goddamn dump on the ump angle this year? It's gonna make me happy. What's gonna make me want to watch big?
We're gonna have some underdog action here.
I'm listening. Go on.
The Red Sox are gonna win the World Series.
Okay. I will get on your bandwagon. You know that, right?
Well, we'll see. It's yet to happen.
I like the Miami Marlins.
Really, they just traded away one of their best players for prospects to the Yankees. Did you see that?
No.
That happened today.
Who went to the Yankees?
This guy Birdie.
Oh, he's
RTI.
No, the Yankees are gonna be bad. They're gonna be bad.
Yeah, they traded him to the Yankees today, and the Rays were also somehow involved in that trade.
As they always are.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I do want Thomas on the podcast to talk more about our spring training vacation. It was. So
did you not eat anything on that vacation?
No, we did.
Usually you send me pictures of the food that you're eating, but it wasn't until the last day of your vacation when you accidentally set a restaurant link on the wrong group chat that I realized you hadn't sent any food pictures.
And then you said, order the chimichangas.
Right, which you did.
The one really good thing that I ordered was a marinated steak kebabs in the Mexican style.
Cool.
When we went to Scottsdale, Arizona. We didn't go out a lot. We mostly ate in at the Airbnb because Thomas has young kids and what young kids like to eat. Plain French fries and plain white rice. So no, we didn't go out to much fancy dining. I had a Seattle dog. I told you that, right?
Right. And what is that? It's got like
that's actually really good. It's grilled onions, roasted red peppers, and cream cheese on a hot dog.
Roasted red peppers and cream cheese.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Seattle dog style.
Yep.
All right.
Try it. I think you'd like it.
Try it. You might like it. I cream cheese on a burger sometimes.
My voice sounds like this.
Which is a Midwest thing. cream cheese on burgers, what I understand, like Wisconsin.
I've never had cream cheese. I've lived in the Midwest for 20 years.
Have you been to Wisconsin?
Yeah, I've been to they love cheese, not cream cheese. They're about cheese curds, which are good. Have you ever had a cheese curd?
Sure.
Yeah, cheese curds are delicious. No, I'll always take a Chicago dog first. But the Seattle dog wasn't bad. It was weird, but it was good. I don't know. I recommend it. I didn't have any. I mean, I had this very delicious. What's that spicy Mexican? It starts with the A.
What? Oh, right now.
Like
Mexican.
spicy red roasted red pepper Mexican flavor. Elote? That ain't right.
Adobo?
It wasn't adobe, no, but close. It was very delicious. The it was steak on a skewer with
Asada? Carne asada?
I don't think so, but maybe. It was really good. It was really good. And this is like a fancy Mexican restaurant in Scottsdale, Arizona. Actually, Sam, you and I should go to Scottsdale and like get really drunk and get arrested.
I don't think I want to get arrested in Arizona
Why
at
not?
all. I feel
You
like
be white. You've
that's
left.
one of the worst states to get arrested in, I would guess.
Why?
Don't know. I just feel like the cops there are straight up Nazis.
Yeah, but we're white.
That's true, I guess. Even still.
Okay, so like, where are we going? New Orleans? Where are we going? We gotta go someplace. Memphis. You lived in Memphis. You didn't
Yeah,
really
I've
live.
been there.
Yeah.
The place is cool. It's a fun town.
Yeah, but you didn't like living and working there, did you?
No, I liked it all right. It was a kind of a weird time in my life, but it wasn't the city's fault.
Because like Memphis barbecue is like top
Good.
thing.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah.
Let's see, where do I want to go? We should go to Africa and visit Morgan, I think.
No, not Mozambique, Zimbabwe. He lives in
Zimbabwe, yeah.
Zimbabwe. Man, I got a Stango, which is West African cuisine. They got some good West Af not Zimbabwe, but West African, like which is really grits. It is grits, but it's so good. Oh my God. Like they got these. What am I gonna call them? Potato pancakes, maybe? But they're grits in a pancake shape. Do you hear what I'm saying? Oh, they're so
They're
good.
like arepas.
What's an arepa?
It's a like a masa pancake that's then they open up and stuff with a bunch of stuff. You never
Well,
had arepas before?
they drench it in beef sauce. So I mean like a rice, but it's not a rice pancake. It's a corn flour pancake that's drenched in beef sauce. Oh, so fucking delicious. So fucking good. I think that's West African, not Zimbabwe. All right, you and I, you got Morgan's phone number?
Yeah, he actually called me the other day. I gotta call him back.
Okay, I don't talk to Morgan at all. You know, the other thing, we're still broadcasting.
Yeah, I know.
We need to go to Bhutan because Bhutan is like they have a baseball league in Bhutan. There's like
Right.
league of their own kind of shit that's going on, and I think that would be so much fun. But we need to go to baseball game. Like we can't go to like unless we start a baseball game in Zimbabwe. Like they're a soccer country, right?
Are we allowed to go to Bhutan?
We're allowed to go to Bhutan. Are we allowed to go to Zimbabwe? It's more of a question. Unless Morgan lets us in. Because he like COVID and
Think they're stable there now.
yeah, but they're not friendly to the United States, I don't think so.
Oh, really?
They might be, I don't know.
Yeah, we can go to Bhutan.
Yeah, dude, I
Seems
want to go Bhutan.
like a pretty random place.
But
Are
they
you
love
sure though? There's like
baseball.
just all.
I only brought it up because they're like this tiny Himalayan nation that's like really into baseball.
Yeah, but it's all like mountains there, Joel.
Yeah. I
You're
don't.
like a Great Plains guy. You're gonna be able to handle that?
I understand that. Like, they got a town. I can town the town.
The town's probably like on a mountain side.
Yeah, I'm like 20,000 people is the size of Redmond or something like that.
The whole country has a population of 787,000 people, so.
Right, that's less than Yonkers.
Yeah, I'm looking at pictures here, Joel. There's a lot of hills. It's a lot of climbing here.
I
You and
just,
I are not mountain climbing types.
yeah, I hear what you're saying. I'm just saying, right, they're building a baseball culture there.
All
We'd be
right.
a part of that.
We could get in on the ground floor.
We can get in on the ground floor and not even make money,
We
just
could tell them that I'm Jeremy Giambi.
like what? Oh my God, you just blew my mind. You do kind of
Yeah, I'll get a mullet. Presumably, all like
you kind of look
slightly overweight white guys look the same to them, I would
hey.
imagine.
Hey, I'm a mediocre
Yeah.
Ooh, that was a very baseball specific joke. That was very funny. You do kind of look like Jude. Hi, sorry guys. I'm signing off.
Yeah, end it. Call it.
End it, call it. Hey, baseball tomorrow. Fuck you, bastards. Let's go.
Yeah, get out of here, March Madness.
Yeah, fuck basketball.